At this point, a lady with an enormous chest and flaming orange hair came flying out of the house, screaming, "My jewels! Somebody's stolen my jewels! My diamond tiara! My diamond necklace! My diamond bracelets! My diamond earrings! My diamond rings! They've had the lot! My room's been ransacked!" "Calm yourself, Henrietta," said the Duke. He pointed to the pelican and said, "This clever bird, this brilliant burglar-catching creature, has saved the day. The bounder's in his beak."
Betrayal by Martina Cole. 1984. "For fuck's sake, Mummy, he's a piece of shit." Reeva sighed dramatically as she listened to her eldest son rant about her latest lover. He was such a fucking prude in so many ways. "But Aidan, he is my piece of shit and I love him." And that she did. She loved him very much. She just couldn't see herself from her son's point of view, see how the situation looked to the outside world, and especially to her children. "Treats you like a cunt, Mum." Her son might be telling the truth, but Reeva could not give up her new man. Tony Brown was everything she had ever wanted. He was big and black and he was handsome. And he told her he loved her. Something she needed to hear. He fucked her properly and that was everything to her. She was a very sensual woman who mistook sex for love. She always had. Reeva was the fuck of the century, but other than that, she meant nothing to her paramours. They knew it, even if she didn't. Her eldest son had sussed that out many years before, and he knew exactly what was on the cards for her. He had lived it all his young life. It was 3 o'clock in the morning and Tony Brown was trying to kick their front door in. It was the kind of drama Reeva revelled in, determined to cause a big upset because the man she thought she loved was not giving her what she wanted. Aidan had been here with her time and time again.